This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
But now, before we get to the music again, let's get into talking relationships. On Thursdays, we always talk about relationships in all spheres. Romantic relationships, family relationships, working relationships. Because we understand that we are a people that are made for relationship. We see it from the very beginning in Genesis 1, how God designs us to be in communion and in relationship. But relationship doesn't always go the way that we hope it to go. It doesn't always go as simple as we think it should, especially if God has made us for a relationship. Sometimes it becomes quite complex. In the family structure, sometimes it becomes very different to how we imagine, because you might start with this picture of things looking great and things looking really simple, straightforward, traditional. To the next moment, you are a single parent, and the next moment, you are co-parenting and you've become a step-parent. This is something that is very real for a number of parents. And in this Step Parenting Week, we've taken some time to celebrate them, to celebrate those moms, those dads, those caregivers who step into blended families and help build something beautiful, even in the times where it just feels so hectic, so difficult, and yet so messy. It isn't an easy process. It isn't something that is comfortable for everyone, but it is important that we speak about it. So much so that we got Alsha Duplessis-Basson to join us on the line this afternoon to help us understand how do we navigate this place. And she is a Master Life Coach and NLP practitioner, and she's joining us on the WhatsApp line to talk to us about this. Alsha, welcome to Drive 3 to 6. So good to be chatting to you.
Nkosi, thank you so much for inviting me to this discussion. You know, this discussion is very close to my heart because I'm also part of a step family, and my passion for step families was born out of my own hurt that we as step parents many times experience in this journey.
You know, I'm so glad that you start off with that, Alsha, because I think there's so many parents that go through that hurt, that go through this place where they feel like, man, I'm not sure if it's coming together. I'm not sure what to do. In actual fact, as we start this conversation, I want to start it off with a voice note that's come through that will maybe pick up the conversation from that particular voice note. Have a listen.
I'm a step parent, and literally I am the most hated person on the earth. I'm not acknowledged. I gave up and sacrificed for children that were not my own, and these children do not bother with me, and then I must watch my husband's face when they ignore him as well, like he's not existing. And we sacrifice so much, including food, etc., to make sure that we could do the best we could for the kids.
You know, in this voice note, Alsha, there's so much emotion. There's so much hurt. Yes. There's so much weight. And maybe let's start there with maybe you helping us understand and paint a picture for us who might not know. What are some of those challenges, emotional challenges that step parents face when they join a new family dynamic?
Of course, I think what this lady talks about is so normal for every step family. We have to remember in a biological family, when the boy and girl meet each other, they like each other, then they follow the path of life, they get married, they decide to have kids. And that's a very strong bond. So in biological families, the strongest bond is the bond between the mother and the father. But in a step family, that is the weakest bond, because the parents precedes the wedding. And this lady touches on that, how she experienced giving everything for them, but them not even acknowledging her or appreciating her. But we need to understand this from the children's point of view. We need to remember that the kids have a biological mom and dad. They didn't ask for a step parent. And many times we as the step parents are the triggers of the loss of the biological family that the kids experience. So she's talking from firsthand experience, but it's normal. It is very, very normal. For the step parent, the kids do not disrespect you. It's not that they do not appreciate you. For them, it's not the person who you are that they're attacking. Many times it's the position that you've taken in. You've taken in their biological parents' position.
And I mean, you know, you don't often think about it from their perspective in terms of their struggle, because I think for a lot of step parents, it's just like I'm doing everything in my strength, ability, and capacity to fill that gap. It's kind of from this good place to ensure that you don't feel the void of a parent that might not be there. So the idea of being the quote-unquote villain, so to say, by virtue of taking the place of the parent that isn't here is something that's far. And to imagine that's what kids go through. But sometimes in this, we find there's certain myths that become common about step-parenting that maybe we need to maybe unpack. Because the reality is it doesn't look like the movies where Auntie Joyce is now our favorite. And ma'am, what a blessing it is that she's my mom too. What are some of those common myths that we find that we could be living with and we could hold on to that today might be a good day to us for us to break them down and let go of them?
So the biggest myths I want to touch first is when we grew up as little girls and boys, we always looked at the animations. And I have never seen an animation where there's an evil stepfather. So I want to touch on that first. Majority of the time, it's the ladies that experience being called the evil stepmom. I think we call that because of all the emotions we do carry. But that's the biggest myth, is that it's always the evil stepmom. The second myth is if we look at the Brady Bunch, it was a television show that used to be on many years ago. It's an instant happy family. If we look at The Sound of Music, a lady comes in, she takes care of seven kids and they adore her and they love her. Reality is not that. Reality is you have to remember a step family is going to face the exact same challenges that a biological family is going to face. But on top of that, you've got kids that didn't choose you. You've got different discipline styles, different routines and homes. You've got ex-parents that you also have to deal with. So step families, it's actually a step forest. And there's a reason why it's called step family. It happens in steps. It's not an instant family the moment you get married. It takes time. And the other myth, we think the moment you get married, everything's going to be hunky-dory. It takes 7 to 9 years for any step family to start functioning sort of normal. Okay? That is one big myth that we need to face today. That is not reality.
Sure.
Step families, there is a honeymoon phase, but it only comes at the end of the journey.
7 to 9 years.
I hope that answers some of your questions around the myths.
You know, when I think about 7 to 9 years, it feels like a whole lifetime. Because this is not 7 to 9 years from newborn that you're kind of imagining that, okay, it's fine. The first 2 years, baby might not be aware of things. In most cases, or some cases rather, you always imagine that this is looking the way it looks with older kids, kids that might be 8. And 7 to 9 years is a really long time, which for most families, I'm imagining that the step-parent is hoping to be able to, quote-unquote, win the hearts of the children within the first year, so to say, that they establish their place. And I'm so glad that you say that, so that parents that may feel like, man, we've been struggling for the last 3-4 years, I'm imagining that this spills over into their marriage and the entire family dynamic, and they might be thinking they are the misfit without realizing that this is actually quite the norm. But now let's talk about the biological parent that's in the picture. There's a biological parent who's saying, hey, these are my kids, and you're stepping in as a step parent. How can that biological parent mediate, so to say, or support that there's a healthy relationship, especially in those, I guess, awkward first couple of months, years, where there's almost no talking or sideways talking, or just that friction that they go through? How can the biological parent jump into that gap?
So we first have to remember what the role is of the step parent versus the role of the biological parent, especially in those first few years when there's no bond of love and trust between a step parent and a step child. It is the biological parent's responsibility to be the primary disciplinary person in that child's life. Mm. Because between the biological parent and the biological child, there's already a bond of trust and love. A biological parent cannot expect a step parent to step in and immediately discipline a child or think it's okay. Because that bond between, or the relationship between a step parent and a step child, will never develop if that parent steps in, or that step parent steps in and try to discipline. To all our listeners, I'm talking of first-hand experience. I tried this. I always joke, and I can tell everyone, I can tell you what not to do, because I did all of that and I failed 6 levels.
Sure.
So biological parent is there to be the main disciplinarian person for the kids. The step parent, your role is to connect and bring fun. That's it, especially in those beginning years.
I love the fun element, and I think there's a lot of step parents going, yes, that's always what I'm trying to bring into the relationship. But, you know, Alsha, I'm so glad that you are vulnerable to share your experience, your struggles, your journey in this. And there's someone who might be listening to this conversation saying, oh my goodness, I'm about to become a step-parent. And this could look in different ways. To they're about to get married right now, so they've been step-parenting, but from the sidelines in leading up to the wedding day. Or they might be in different stages or spaces of the process of becoming, or they've just become a step-parent right now, and they're feeling absolutely overwhelmed. They're in that shock first couple of weeks, months, and they feel like, I am losing it, and I don't think I'm cut out for this. As we wrap up our conversation, what advice would you share with those people who are in those early stages that they could maybe add into their book of nuggets navigating the step-parent journey?
Okay, so that's a great question. So first, to the people that is not married yet but preparing to get married in a step family, please do not think you've been married before, you know what you did wrong, and think this is going to be quicker, it's going to be better, it's going to be easier. It's definitely harder. Step families, it's a walk in the park, but it's Jurassic Park. It's not the family fun-filled fair that you're going to go to. It's a Jurassic Park. You need to be aware of the common pitfalls. There's a lot of material that I support people with. There's people that I help with through workshops to work them through the different steps. The first step is your expectations of what you think this marriage or this relationship is going to be versus the reality. The second one is the kids. Putting the step parents in the position of understanding where the kids are coming from, understanding the kids' heart. Therefore, you will have more grace. And then thirdly, the role of the step-parents. You need to understand your role, not to step on your husband's or your wife's toes, and then that will cause the division between the married couple. And I think the biggest message to those already in a step-family that recently got married, your commitment to God is bigger than your commitment to that partner. If you feel like walking out, I was married 8 weeks and I wanted to walk out. Your commitment to God must be the one thing that keeps you there. That is really my takeaway. But to people, they're more than welcome to reach out to me for support, for help, for coaching. I understand, and I've got absolutely a passion, not just for the step parents, but also for the kids and the biological parents going through this journey.
Sure, Alsha, that last statement, I think that really stands out for me. The idea of your commitment to God is much more invaluable than your commitment to anything else. Alsha, before I let you go, for people who want to reach out to you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can either contact me on email, to send an email to info@remindcoaching.co.za, or they can send me a WhatsApp on 763-2485.
100%. Alsha, thank you so much. Thank you for your vulnerability, and for, I think, making a lot of parents feel like, okay, it's not just me. I'm not the one who's making the chaos. This seems to be something normal. And I look forward to many other conversations that we'll have in matters of family and life, and we just feel like we're overwhelmed and you need some support. I'll definitely reach out to you.
Please do. To all the listeners, keep faith. Just keep your eyes on God. That's where your trust is, and that's your provider, and he will give you strength through every season and every journey in the season.
100%. Alsha Du Plessis-Besson, Master Life Coach and NLP Practitioner, chatting to us this afternoon about step-parenting and that place you might find yourself in where you're feeling overwhelmed. If you want to get her details again, and maybe you're driving, pop me a message on the WhatsApp line with the word coach, and of course, I'll be able to send that through to you.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.